We get things rolling this afternoon by getting on the G&M Family Market phone line and heading on down to Washington, D.C. to talk Red Sox with Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I guess better than David Price is probably doing today.
Yeah, you know, we weren't too sure exactly, you know, what we were going to see out of him last night. And I think it kind of ended up, obviously, in the worst possible outcome that he could have wanted. You know, he's been pitching pretty well, you know, over the past couple of months, and thought that maybe he could turn things around a little bit, you know, in terms of how he's been doing against the Yankees. But it was kind of much more of the same of kind of, you know, what his history's told us about how he's pitched against them. So, you know, he talked after the game, was pretty accountable, you know, wasn't making excuses. It wasn't much snark or anything like that, like we've heard from him in the past. And he kind of just said, you know, he needs to figure out a new way to approach them and kind of go back to the drawing board against the Yankees, because obviously they figured something out against him.
Well, the simple narrative is to say that this is a guy who can't pitch well in big games, but to me that's oversimplifying. Do the Red Sox still have confidence in him when they get to postseason, for instance?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kind of asked for that last night, and you know, not that he's not gonna come out and say he doesn't, I think it's just, you know, it is interesting that when it does come to these bigger games, you see two different versions of this guy. At the same time, you know, last year in the playoffs, he pitched so well.
Mm.
So, I mean, obviously that was coming out of a different role and coming off, you know, the injury. So, I mean, there's a little bit of difference there, but it does feel like every time there's one of these big starts, you know, it's not as, you know, not as good as some of the starts maybe against Tampa or Baltimore or you know, a team that's not as competitive. So, you know, as far as we know, they still have, you know, confidence in him going forward. And I think it's just, you know, we always talk about his mental mindset, and I obviously think that that's the biggest thing that needs to be kind of tackled here going forward.
It was a strange series, all three blowout games. What did we learn about these two teams? Is it clear that one team is maybe better than the other, or is it too soon to say that?
Yeah, and I think we're going to just, you know, there's still a couple of series left, and obviously there's at very end of the season, I think there's six straight or six in a week or something, a lot, 6 in 10 days, something like that, the final stretch of the season. So we're gonna find out. You know, it was kind of a weird series with lopsided wins from both teams. So, you know, I think they're still pretty evenly matched. You know, they both have really good pitchers. They both have two, you know, that kind of can kind of get hit or miss. Obviously, the offenses show what they could do with, you know, scoring 10, 11 runs in those couple games. So, you know, I think the trade deadline, too, will kind of see what kind of the differences are, what each side can get to kind of strengthen themselves and kind of go from there. But I still think that these are two pretty evenly matched teams, you know, that are going to be fighting, you know, through the end.
How important is it to this team to possibly get Tyler Thornburg back soon?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it'll be important in the sense that, you know, if he comes back and is pitches well for them, I think they need to see what they can get out of him at the major league level. He hasn't pitched up here in quite a while, obviously, because of the injury. So, if he can come back and be solid for them, then great. But if he comes back and it's kind of inconsistent, or, you know, kind of like what he's been doing in his minor league rehab, where there's been one good, two bad, you know, two good, a bad, bad, you know, so he's kind of been very up and down in those rehab outings. And I think they're kind of getting to a point where they think they just need to kind of throw him out there into the major league setting. But at the same time, you don't want to risk, hurting the bullpen or, you know, leaving yourself short if you've got a guy that, you know, can't go after throwing, you know, one outing every couple days. So we're gonna they need to make a decision, I think, on him. I think that this second rehab outing is the timetable for it ends, I think, on the 5th. So they'll have to make a decision later this week. It's all indications are that he'll be activated at that point, but we'll have to see, you know, what he can give them. And like I said, if he's good, then, you know, they're set. If he's not, then, you know, what are they going to do with that?
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Other patience certainly has been rewarded lately on Rafael Devers, who had a monster game the other night.
Yeah, you know, one of the guys that we've talked about that hasn't really clicked yet this year was him. And then this series, this past series, he kind of took off. So, you know, a lot of people, you've heard his name in some trade rumors here and there. And, you know, are they going to send him out? I think Machado was one of the ones that I saw. I don't put any stock in any of those just because I think they really do have a very high opinion of him. And they also realize that if he was in their minor league system, he would be one of the younger guys in their minor league system, let alone, you know, in the majors. So he's only 21. He's done, a heck of a lot for a guy of his age, and he's still learning a lot. And I think that they feel that, you know, he's going to continue to improve, obviously, and they can kind of deal with, you know, the ebbs and flows and ups and downs just because he is so young and still figuring a lot of this stuff out. But this past weekend was pretty encouraging to see what he did in New York.
Well, the road doesn't get a whole lot easier tonight down in D.C. to take on the Nationals. Max Scherzer, who's been arguably the best pitcher in the National League so far this season, and they'll go without J.D. Martinez tonight.
Yeah, you know, Cora said that he was going to give, you know, obviously you don't have the DH here. So he was telling us in New York that JD would play 2 out of 3 and be in the outfield for the other two. Also said that, you know, he'd be giving, you know, Mookie and Jackie and Benintendi a night off too. So it's just kind of I think tonight was kind of worked out. In terms of what he wanted to do with the lineup, we haven't talked to him just yet. We talked to Cora in about an hour, so I think it was just a matter of figuring out what day to kind of mix up the lineup and keep JD out, and that's what he decided for today. But yeah, we're kind of expecting to see the other guys all be sitting at some point in the next couple days as well, just to kind of keep him in the lineup.
Speaking of Alex Cora, you had a wonderful piece on The Athletic about the wall of photos that Alex Cora has in his office, one for each victory this season. Can you share some of the backstory of that?
Yeah, so late last week, I think it was, Cora's office, door to his office is always open, but it's kind of in the corner of the clubhouse, and, you know, he's always out and about, so you never really have too much of a need to go in there. But when there's a national TV game, the talent and the producers will go in to talk with the manager about different things. And so John from ESPN was in there last week when they had one of their ESPN games. I think it was Thursday night, and took a picture of this wall in Cora's office that has all these photos of one photo from each win from the season. And it's kind of against the wall where the kind of the door opens against. So you can't really see it from the outside unless you're inside. So, and I don't think a lot of people knew about it. So anyway, kind of dug a little bit more into that and sat down with Cora and kind of asked him, you know, why he wanted to do it. And he basically had approached the team photographer, Billy Weiss, and told him at the beginning of the year that's kind of how he wanted to decorate his office. You know, it's obviously his first time managing, and you know, they have free reign over what they want to do with their office at the park. Farrell had pictures of every manager in Red Sox history in his office, and Cora kind of wanted something different, so he worked with Billy Weiss and the rest of the Red Sox photo staff to kind of find one picture from every win and kind of put them up on the wall. So that's what they've been doing all year, and there's 55 up there now. And when they get back to Fenway next week, he's kind of hoping that there'll be a few more than that. So, it was a cool story, and it seemed like people liked it. So,
read all about it in The Athletic. Jen McCaffrey joining us from Washington, D.C. Jen, we appreciate you making time this afternoon. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch you again before too long.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much.